Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still moving and grooving right along as we ease our way into the final hour of power here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lenell Willingham, taking up the 10 o'clock. Big day of college football tomorrow. Super duper excited for that. And then Sunday we get the main course. Commanders and Chargers, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time. America's game of the week. Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady on the call. And it is the return of Jayden Daniels to Southern California. It is the return of Chris Russell to 106.7 The Fan's Overtime tonight. You can check out his program weekdays 1 to 4 over on our sister station, the Team 980. Chris, we talked to you about our expectations for Jayden Daniels in the offense. I want to flip to the defensive side of the football because something tells me that is the group that is going to determine whether or not Washington wins or loses on Sunday. I want to start with something controversial, Chris. You shocked at that?
No.
The defensive
That
was a succinct enough answer. The defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr., this week, yesterday, said his guys are reading the press clippings too much and worried about outside noise. Your reaction to that?
Probably what he means by that is people are in the building and maybe in their meetings saying, hey, they're saying this about us. This isn't fair, or this isn't right, or you got to put me in a better situation because people are saying I'm not playing well or not doing this or not doing that, right? I think this happens more often than not. I remember, and Lenell, it's not the same thing. I don't know exactly what happened here and why exactly he said that other than Joe Witt likes to tough talk. Okay. But I remember, seriously, under Mike Shanahan, right? Mike Shanahan had an army of people that literally would scour anything that the opponent that week that their media corps was putting out. And he would also have people monitoring what we were putting out, right? And we would hear about it from Mike Shanahan. And he wasn't the only one when we would give away too much information. Because people are scared to death of information getting out. Now, this is not exactly the same thing, but this is, hey, Mikey Sanders still struggling. Quan Martin struggling. Marshawn Lattimore struggling. Bobby Wagner struggling in pass coverage. Frankie Louvu didn't get off to the best start. Jerron Payne is, as usual, inconsistent. Dorrance Armstrong's been great, but he can't do it all by himself. They didn't get a good enough pass rush. They're not good in zone. They're not good in man. They're not good tackling. I'm sure people are like, oh, wait a second. You know, they're hearing stuff from their family. They're reading stuff on Twitter. They're seeing stuff on social media. People are getting after them, so however they're getting after them. Maybe they're reading the Washington Post. Maybe they're listening to 106.7 or 980 or whatever it is, and they're hearing this, and they're like, wait a second, man, this isn't fair. We've been working, you know, X, Y, and Z since May. Why are we getting blamed for bad communication or bad being in the wrong spot or not or having bad eyes? I know when I talked to Quan Martin last week when he came on my show, I said the first thing I said is, hey, man, like Joe Witt preached bad eyes. And right away on the first play of the Raiders game, you guys give up a 45-yarder on bad eyes. And Quan was involved in that. So maybe he was referring, you know, maybe they're referring to that. I don't know. Whatever happened here, those guys should do less reading, less social mediaing, less video game playing, more film study, and more reflection on what they're not doing and making Joe Witt look like a clueless village idiot, which he's not. And I'm not saying that he's done great, but he's not some clueless village idiot like most of the fan base wants to put. This, I believe strongly, is mostly, as it normally is, mostly, not all, mostly on the players.
Strong stuff from our guy Chris Russell. You can hear those strong opinions weekdays 1-4 on the Team 980. I can't say I disagree with you. I was stunned, Chris. I couldn't believe he said it. I had to double back because, you know, we're listening in real time, and then you go back and listen to cut it up for the show. That's more Radio Insider for you. I had to rewind it. I had to rewind it and go, did he just say that? Who the hell is he talking about?
And yeah, I don't know the answer to that. And but here's the thing. It ain't good, right? I can't imagine it's guys reading their press clipping and being too high on themselves and then not performing.
Yeah,
I think they're probably bitching that, you know, media reports and fans are getting after certain players, and players are sensitive to that. They don't want to be criticized, right? Quite honestly, if you're Marshawn Lattimore, yeah, you might be saying, well, wait a second, well, this is not my fault now that I'm in this situation.
Hold on now, Chris. Yeah. We're up against the clock because I've broken the rules again. So we gotta I guess end this coming up here soon. But don't talk about Marshawn Lattimore, man. Kevin Sheehan's trying to bench him. I mean, it's the discourse around him, I think, is totally hyperbolized. We're going to take a quick timeout. I'm going to try and convince Chris Russell during the break to stick around for one more segment. More overtime next. Welcome back. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. That is going to do it here for this Friday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. Back with you Sunday, live from Otter Brewing in Sterling. Get you ready for Commanders and Chargers with the Burgundy and Gold pregame show right here on The Fan. Final hour of power here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock, get you warmed up for what I'm calling the pivot game of the season for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Commanders and Chargers from SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, Washington, looking to get back above 500 and get that nasty taste out of their mouth from last weekend when they fell victim to the Atlanta Falcons. Chris Russell continuing to ride with us here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. We asked you about Joe Witt's comments about the defense. I want to ask you about Dan Quinn's comments about his confidence that this group can get things turned around. Are you looking at the 2025 Washington Commanders any differently, Chris Russell, after the first 4 weeks of the season?
No, because this is exactly where I expected them to be. And I mentioned that earlier this week. Like, I wrote something for a subscription Commander's newspaper magazine called Command Post, which the late, great Rick Snyder used to run, right in mid-August. So we were kind of midway through training camp, and I did a game-by-game prediction, and I thought they would be 2-2, and I thought they would win both home games, and I thought they would lose both road games in Green Bay and Atlanta. Now, what concerns me is the defense and how abysmal it has been in two different games. Abysmal might be strong, but how porous it has been in two road games. It's not like, man, they played great and they just came up short and lost by a bad break or a bad block or a bad something or a bad call or anything like that. That's what worries me. Yet you look around, right, Linnell, and they lost the Green Bay game by 7 or 8 points, I guess it was by 8 points or whatever it was, and they lost this game by 7 points. It feels a lot worse. It feels like they've been dominated in this game, and yet in these games, and yet they've been basically within 1 to 1.5 scores at the end and for the most part in both of these road losses. So I would say, man, if you could just fine-tune some things, if you could just change a few things, if you could maybe not ask your defense to be out there for 34 minutes, maybe 27 minutes or 28 minutes or 29 minutes, you might actually be able to win these games and turn things around and get going on a winning streak here.
I guess it all has to do with the defense, as we know. We talked about Joe Witt's comments, which he made yesterday, and he has been very honest each and every Thursday that we get to hear from him. Are you really confident that this pass defense is going to be rectified, that the woes that they had on Sunday, do you think those concerns are alleviated coming up here this week? Because I just am not sure. This is a more difficult task.
Yeah. I have a hard time thinking they're going to be totally cleaned up, but I think it gets better. And I don't know why I feel that way other than
we need it.
It probably can't get any worse.
You
played mostly zone last week. Maybe they'll be more aggressive. They should be. You know, Dan Quinn already mentioned with twists and stunts and all of that, right? I think they'll probably blitz, I don't know, 37-38% of the time in this game. They're only blitzing, I think, 27% of the time or something like that on the year so far through the two games. So maybe a healthy without Joe Alt, without Rashawn Slater, maybe without Mekhi Becton. Yes, Justin Herbert can roll the pocket and beat you down. But if you sit, here's my thing. If you sit and play in soft zones and say, all right, we're going to play coverage. Justin Herbert, we're not going to let him beat us over the top. McConkey, Keenan Allen, so on and so forth, right? We're going to take away that. Okay, great. You can't play zone the way you need to play zone. Like I said last week, and I don't know if you agree, they played zone like they were playing in Marietta, Georgia, or in Savannah, Georgia, not Atlanta, Georgia.
I did see the tweet.
Right? Right? I mean, do you disagree? Like, it seemed like they were just these wide open gaps. And the whole idea of playing zone is to make it confusing for the opposing quarterback, especially a young quarterback, which Justin Herbert isn't. But damn it, you can't be 10 yards away from the receiver. You know, there was one like blow up screen thing. I'm sure you saw it. One of the super fans had it. I mean, on 3rd and 2, and they're playing. I mean, like guys are 12, 13 yards off the line of scrimmage. What are we doing? To me, I think they're going to be much more aggressive in this game. And if they go down, Linnell, they go down. And I'm cool with that. If they go down by being aggressive and throwing the kitchen sink, I think we're talking safety blitzes. I think we're talking slot corner blitzes. I think we're talking more twists, more stunts, more games, more double A-gap blitzes, maybe back to what Bobby Wagner did against Las Vegas or something similar to that. That's what I think we're dealing with here.
Yeah, you got to do something to rattle Justin Herbert up front. He is the most pressured quarterback in the National Football League, so there is Washington does, I guess, have that going for them. I just think Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw, like the game is on them. I don't want to overcomplicate this. To me, Chris, the game is on those two dudes. When they have won this year, those two dudes have played with their hair on fire. When they've lost, they haven't. Formula is very, very, very simple for me.
Well, both of them have a history of being what?
Inconsistent,
right? I mean, I don't know as much about Kinlaw as I know about Payne, but I know enough people in San Francisco that would bemoan the lack of consistency.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets gave up on him, and he had a pretty decent pass rush year last year. Why? Because he's inconsistent. We've seen it already here to some degree, and this is why people, myself and others, squawked when they paid him $15 million a year in the first 20 minutes of free agency, right? We were expecting them to be interested in him, maybe just not at that cost or anything close to that cost. Now, Jerron Payne has a history, and it's not just in contract years or perceived contract years, because this is a perceived contract year, but it's a history from minute one here, even at Alabama. And this is why I wasn't in favor of them drafting him out of Alabama when they did, and where they did was because the inconsistency showed up on tape. No matter what anybody, I would argue with personnel executives and scouts back at the time, Linnell, when I had much more inside information than I probably do now. Inconsistent at Alabama. Inconsistent in burgundy and gold, and they need them to be much, much more dialed in and consistent if this defense is going to go.
We will let you go on this, my friend. Your prediction for Sunday against the Chargers. Does Washington get back above 500?
You know, I already gave it out on my show. I think the number is at 3 for people that care about that stuff. I picked the Chargers to win, I think it was 20-16 or 21-17, one of those two. I can't remember what I picked, but it was 20-16, 21-17. So I would say Chargers minus the 3.5, right? I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be one or two mistakes. I don't think they'll get embarrassed, annihilated on defense or anything close to that. I think the pass rush will be better. I do worry about them tackling Amari and Hampton, and even like Ladd McConkey, once he gets the ball in space, that kind of thing. But I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be a somewhat lower scoring game. And here's the thing. Please don't count on Jaden Daniels to do it all by himself.
Turn water into wine.
Fair. Yeah. That's not right. Please don't do that.
No, it is not. We appreciate your services, my friend. That was good.
I'm here for you.
Like
anytime you need me.
Like AAA. That is Chris Russell. You can check him out weekdays 1-4 on the Team 9 a.m. That guy's crazy. He is crazy. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, still little keys to victory. You can line up on the phones at 1-800-636-1067. Your keys to victory for a Washington win Sunday against the L.A. Chargers. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Always good catching up with that cage lunatic, Chris Russell, as he just joined us right here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, taking you up to 10 o'clock. JP Acosta, CBS Sports HQ, going to join us coming up here in about 20 minutes. But I'm going to get into some keys to victory for the Washington Commanders. Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time against the L.A. Chargers. I'm calling it the pivot point in their season. If you don't win on Sunday, boy, does it begin to get late early if you're Washington. Three out of your next four on the road. Sunday in L.A. Next week, Monday Night Football against Chicago. Not going to be easy. At Dallas, then at Kansas City on Monday night. Then you're home for Seattle, home for Detroit. This 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 game stretch that you're about to go through. You got to come out of this thing at worst 3-3. You go 3-3 over your next six, you're 5-5 entering the Madrid game with a chance to potentially go on a run with games against Miami, Denver, Minnesota, New York, all teams that I think you should be confident in your ability to beat. How do they get it done Sunday against the Chargers is the question. Our keys to victory coming up here momentarily. Let's get to Blake in North Carolina, wants to give his keys to victory. What's up, Blake?
What's going on? I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Yep.
I just got a few keys. You know, I think the first key is I saw the way the Giants got after Justin Herbert last week with 7 sacks. And I just would like to see that sort of effort from the defensive line. I need a big game from Deron Payne. I know Mikey got a turnover last weekend. I would love to see that sort of effort from the defensive line show up and give Jaden Daniels some short fields. If we could get a turnover from Herbert, that'd be huge. I'd love to give Jaden Daniels in that offense some short fields. And then another key that I think is huge this week is getting John Bates back. A guy that's huge on the offensive line is going to be big for the run game and just keeping Jaden safe back there. So if we can get that effort from the defensive line, get a turnover in there, and then, you know, get John Bates in that run game going. You know, I like us winning this game. But I appreciate you guys taking my call.
I appreciate you chiming in, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Blake. Ah, when we start doing keys to the game, my engine starts running hot. Wes, your time to shine. I don't believe that you think Washington's going to win on Sunday, for one. You already told us. But if they are to win, what would be their keys?
Well, it's going to be their defense.
Their main key.
Completely changing what they did from last week. I think they need a turnover. Minimum one.
One. Just one? Minimum one.
Yes, minimum. Keyword minimum.
Yeah.
They need it.
Need it bad.
Big time.
Need to create extra opportunities for this offense.
And that's the thing I feel like they haven't done for themselves.
All year. First turnover of the year came last week in the second half. So,
yeah,
it's been an uphill climb for this Commanders defense. I think as the season rolls on, I think they'll improve because they can't get much worse than what they are now. So I assume that they will get better. I assume that they will take a step forward. Hopefully I don't make an ass out of you and me. That is the hope here for the Washington Commanders. Keys to victory at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me with your keys to victory as well. It is at NELL_BTP. My number one key for the Washington Commanders coming up on Sunday, stay ahead of the sticks. Stay ahead of the sticks. This Chargers defense is one of the best in the National Football League. No matter how you judge them, in terms of yards per game, the LA Chargers rank third in the National Football League. In terms of yards per play, the LA Chargers ranked fourth, or excuse me, tied for second, rather, in the National Football League. Their pass defense, right, ranked fifth in the National Football League. In terms of sacks on the year, right, the LA Chargers within the top three with 13. They get after you. The Washington Commanders on third down are ranked 27th in the National Football League. They were 1-for-8 last week. You have to stay ahead of the sticks if you're a Cliff Kingsbury in this offense, because if you don't and you consistently put yourself in obvious passing situations, this Chargers pass rush, I give a rat's ass that Khalil Mack's not playing. They're going to get after you. 1-for-8 last week on third down. 1-for-8 because you could not get, or did not have, rather, early success on first and second down.
It's the 3rd and 5+ that is a huge problem for them.
It was something that was an issue last year, and what sucks about it, Wes, is it wasn't always a lack of execution. Zach Ertz jumping off sides, had a false start, had illegal hands to the face, had negative runs. Like, that stuff just cannot happen if you were the Washington Commanders, and if you're going to win on Sunday, it for damn sure can't happen. 1-800-636-1067. Your keys to victory for the Washington Commanders coming up on Sunday. Can they get above 500 again? I just gave you the early down success. My other key is going to be on defense. You have to find ways to make Justin Herbert uncomfortable. Gave you the numbers earlier. He is the most pressured quarterback in the entire National Football League. He has been pressured 73 times this year. It's not very good. It's not very good for Justin Herbert. His numbers, right, when under pressure, though, that's where things get interesting here. That is where things get interesting if you're Justin Herbert. This year, Justin Herbert went under pressure, 21 of 55 for 286 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 picks. That's a 38% completion percentage. If you can get after him, if you can force him to hold on to the football, and if you can win up front, that's your coverage and your pass rush playing together. If you can get that to happen, I think you got a real shot to make this Chargers offense look lackluster. I think their receivers on the perimeter are better than our DBs, but I think our D-line is better than their offensive line. And if you know football the way that I think you all do, you understand clearly what is more important. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more overtime here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
JP Acosta, CBS Sports HQ, going to join us coming up here in about 7 minutes. Real quick, want to go around the National Football League, Wes? We'll talk a little week five.
Let's do it.
Take a pause from the Commanders. We've been Commanders-centric here tonight. Week five got kicked off with a banger last night. Mac Jones just slinging it. Awesome performance. Kendrick Bourne going federal. Niners improved to 4-1. The Niners are atop the NFC West, despite being one of the most injured teams in the NFL. Week five continues Sunday across the pond. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, London, England, Vikings and Browns. Carson Wentz expected to get another start. Dylan Gabriel getting his first career start for the Browns. I think the Browns are going to win this football game. I do.
On the backs of who?
On the backs of Malik
Collins. Junkins.
Yeah, on the backs of Mr. Junkins, for sure. But also, I look at Malik Collins. I look at Mason Graham. I look at Myles Garrett. Their D-line's filthy. And it's a big reason why they've been in every game this year, except for last week. But their D-line's played really, really well. The big win they have, obviously, over the Packers. I think they're going to make Carson Wentz beat them, and I don't think he can. I just don't. I think it'll be an ugly, low-scoring game. Imagine if you're watching football for the first time and you got to watch Vikings and Browns led by Dylan Gabriel and Carson Wentz. Holy hell.
Yeah, this should be on the CW network.
Yeah, literally. I mean, this is like All-American. Like, that's the type of football that we're going to get. And All-American, I mean the bad TV show, not like an actual All-American. Raiders-Colts. Indy's rolling right now. I'm excited about that one. There are a couple of games this weekend, or a couple of teams this weekend, like that. If they lose, it's going to get late quick. They're going to die. It feels like. I think the Ravens, even though they're going to be without Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry's going to have a big day, and the Texans' defense has been awesome to start. They also need the win just as desperately.
Did you see that clip of the O line for the Texans where Stroud got sacked immediately?
Brutal. They're living life on the edge in Houston. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense in terms of why they have not done more to try to support him along the offensive line. They traded away Laremy Tunsil.
And then they drafted two wide receivers from Iowa State.
Who are actually pretty damn good.
They are good. Well, I guess because, you know, Tank Dell went down. Yeah. They lost Diggs.
They need some guys. My favorite game in week number five is actually on Monday Night Football. Chiefs and Jaguars, I think the Jags are legit. They lead the NFL in turnovers forced. And they're 3-1 right now, and Trevor Lawrence has been hot garbage to start the season. So I think they continue their stellar play against the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think ETN continues to keep it rolling. The other game I'll be locked in on Sunday is Broncos and Eagles. Eagles are undefeated. I think their undefeated streak comes to an end this weekend. I think Denver has what it takes to, one, make them one-dimensional, which a lot of teams have this year. Saquon's not off to a tremendous start to start the season. And I think on the perimeter, when they make them throw the ball, I like Pat Surtain versus A.J. Brown. I like Riley Moss versus Devontae Smith. I just like the way they match up with Philadelphia. This could be a good one. I am super-duper excited about it. And then guess who else they have? Jahdae Barrett. Super-duper excited to see him. Jaquan McMillan. Super-duper excited to see him. Their secondary is legit, man. They have been in every game this year. And check this out. They have been winning in the fourth quarter, entering the fourth quarter in all of their games this year. I think Denver's got to get it figured out. This weekend, I think they do. They're 2-2. Everything, all their goals are still in front of them when it comes to their division. I'm excited about them because I think they can hoop. The big question on Sunday is, are they going to be able to score on this Eagles defense? Bo Nix has not been good. Just being real. Bo Nix has not been good to start the year. 7 touchdowns, 4 picks, 51.4 QBR. Completion percentage is okay, right around 66%. But just the turnovers, man. They kill you. They kill you. Now, the other night, you're going up against Cincy. I could throw for 300 yards against Cincy. Right? Maybe not.
Probably.
Probably.
The way you throw the ball in this office?
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen me around. You've seen me around these parts and the things that I do. But I'm just ready, man. I'm ready for it. It's going to be an exciting Sunday going across the National Football League. I know this. Either way, tap into the post-game show, myself, Denton Day. If we lose, dude. Wes, how long are you here with us on Sunday? You doing?
I'm here during the game and post game.
You're gonna be highly entertained if we lose, because I'm just, September's over, so I'm taking the kitty gloves off in terms of how I evaluate the Commanders. September's over. Put up or shut up time. Crap or get off of the pot. Whatever phrase you want to use to describe the fact that they got to get her done this weekend, go ahead and use it, man. Washington and the L.A. Chargers coming up Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern Time. Our coverage gets started right here on The Fan at what? 2 o'clock to 4:25 out at Honor Brewing in Sterling. Myself and Denton Day. Join us. J.P. Acosta joins us next. Welcome back. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock and the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show to get a hell of a lot smarter. It's where we find our pal J.P. Acosta, who you can check out on CBS Sports HQ, talking all things National Football League. You can read his work at CBSSports.com as well. Plus, make sure you check out the Push in the Pile podcast, hosted by Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and J.P. Acosta. J.P., what's going on, good brother? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're struggling here in the nation's capital, my friend. You watched the tape, J.P. You know how bad it was yesterday for this Commanders defense. We will go around the NFL, but I do want to start there. You're someone that, you know, I consider one of the, you know, young, up-and-coming, rising film gurus in the National Football League. Big fan of your work, so I trust your opinion. I know initially you were watching this Atlanta Falcons and Commanders All-22 to try and, you know, see why Michael Penix was able to have the best game of his young career. When you're looking at the defensive miscues for the Washington Commanders, are you able to make sense out of any of them?
The biggest thing for the Commanders that I noticed watching this Falcons tape was the most relied on investments look like the oldest and slowest players on the field. Like, it's truly just that. The Falcons looked faster. They looked more explosive downfield. They really could not defend Bijan Robinson as a receiver. And I think they went in, the Falcons went into this game wanting to isolate Bijan Robinson on some of those underneath defenders like Bobby Wagner, the big, I think it was like a 60 or 70 yard catch on mesh where he just runs right out the right out into the open field
mesh
and
rail.
Bobby Wagner can't get out to him. Yeah, mesh rail. And then you have Marshon Lattimore who played awful. He was awful on Sunday, and it wasn't only just the big play to Drake London, it was penalties. They were constantly going at Marshon Lattimore, which now you're looking at that trade thinking, what did we gave up a lot for a guy who was supposed to be a lockdown corner, and he's giving up a lot of big plays.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes back to what I thought about the Commanders going into this season defensively. They are so volatile. They rely on big plays. They rely on splash plays like tackles for loss, sacks, interceptions. If they're not creating those and if they're not getting those going, then this team is really susceptible to a lot of big plays. And I think the Falcons really showed that.
Yeah, it's something we've been chewing on throughout the course of the show here this afternoon. Their answers versus motion, JP, they just simply haven't had any. It started on Thursday Night Football when the Packers put it on tape, and they've made an adjustment, right? Against Green Bay, Thursday Night, JP, they were having guys travel across the formation when they were in man-to-man coverage and you're getting these motions. Yesterday against Atlanta, there was some sort of communication that they installed to where they're talking pre-snap about the motion. The late motions is what really killed them. You're a super smart football guy. Like, how does Washington fix their problems against motion, and do you expect this to be something that happens throughout the rest of the year?
Well, I think teams have an option for what they want to do with motion. Like you said, against Green Bay, they tried to travel it, and they got shredded. You know, so they were able to, against Atlanta, they stopped traveling guys, especially in man coverage, which is where I think the game plan changed. Against Green Bay, they played a lot more man coverage. They wanted their guys to travel. A lot more zone in this game. Yeah. And the issue when you play zone and you don't get pressure up front is there are going to be holes and there are going to be voids in those zones that a quarterback's going to be able to find. So I think when it comes to the motion aspect, I think they're doing fine with just bumping the guy. There was a play where I think Ray McLeod goes in motion, and instead of the nickel following, they just bump Luvu or Wagner out, and then they bump the nickel into the box. The problem there is you then create a conflict in the run fit,
right?
Because now you move Luvu or Wagner out of the run fit, which is where they are best, and you end up with a lighter guy in the box. So I think the best way for them to go about it, where they're not always in man coverage, you see a lot of teams travel their nickel with motion and still play zone.
Right.
I just want to see if Washington can pick up on that and not force themselves into a conflict where you're always going to have a small guy in the box trying to defend the run or Bobby Wagner out in coverage.
Which no one should want at this point in time. Like, I honestly feel bad for Bobby. Like, he is physically, he's just past his prime. And it hurts to watch a guy that we think is a first ballot gold jacket guy just routinely be exposed in coverage. And where they found the niche, JP, and I'm sure you've saw this on tape watching other games, he is best going forward. When they've been able to use him as a blitzer, he had two sacks last week against the Raiders. I think that's what you need from him. But, like, you can't blitz him on every down, right? Like, you can't go man-to-man on every down. It's just frustrating. I guess I'll ask you this question. When you look at the Commanders' defense, do you view this as more of a personnel issue or a scheme issue?
I think it's a little bit of both. I've always thought Dan Quinn's defenses were built on those volatile plays. We're built on sacks, turnovers, interceptions. But the problem is with the personnel that they have, they don't have any linebackers who are really coverage guys. With as much cover three as they play, with as much that they leave their linebackers in space, you don't really have a coverage guy at that position that you really trust in those scenarios. Like you said, Bobby Wagner is much better going forward. Frankie Luvu is essentially an off-ball defensive end.
Right.
And if those two guys are eating up all your snaps, that kind of limits you, that puts you in a box to what you can do, especially against offenses like Atlanta, who have guys like Bijan Robinson in the backfield who can really shred teams as a receiver. So now you're motioning him out, and you just create a bind, because if Luvu or Wagner don't follow him out, it's an easy man or zone tell, or it tells you that they are blitzing. So I think it's a little bit personnel, especially up the spine of the defense and their cornerback room, which I still don't think they fully trust. But
how could you?
Yeah, like, you know.
But you're blowing coverages as often as they are, bro. I mean, it's tough. To where I look at Joe Witt, JP, and go, damn. Kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Like, and you mentioned the thing that I think is the biggest difference, and it kind of speaks to your point of them relying on these splash plays. If they are unable to affect the quarterback, this defense going to get shredded week in, week out. And what's crazy is this schedule is not last year where it's Jake Hayner the hand model, where it's Will Levis the mayonnaise connoisseur, where it's Cooper Rush, a career backup. You've got Justin Herbert coming up, Caleb Williams, Dak Prescott, Pat Mahomes, Sam Darnold, who's playing the quarterback position as good as anybody. The Lions. I can see the Miami and Madrid looking at Washington as a get-right game if they haven't gotten right yet to that point. So it is tough because no one new is walking through that door. It kind of is what it is when it comes to Washington's defense.
And especially with this Washington team, you said it perfectly with the damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Because you have to rely on so many chaos plays, you also don't trust your secondary. You could do a couple of things. You could do, I don't think the Vikings with Brian Flores, I don't think they trust any of their corners outside of Byron Murphy. So what they do is they just show blitzes all the time. They're going to show all those cool pressure looks that Brian Flores is known for, and it forces the defense to throw it short and rally and tackle. The problem is, I don't think you trust Commanders' defensive backs to tackle outside of Chambersville.
Yeah.
You know, you have so many problems that kind of start with the secondary. And the secondary issues kind of make everything else amplified.
Yeah.
So now you're stuck playing a game where we have to try and protect our safeties and protect our corners against, like you said, teams like the Lions, when you also still have to protect Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu in coverage. So you're trying to hide so many different guys. And I think it was a Bill Belichick quote who said, defenses are as good as their worst player or as good as their weakest link.
Yeah.
And it feels like the Commanders have too many weak links, especially against the pass.
So it sounds like it's more of a personnel issue than a scheme issue. And I think I would totally agree with you for saying that. Joined right now by our pal JP Acosta of CBS Sports HQ. You can check out his writing online at cbssports.com. You can also catch him co-host in the Pushing the Pile podcast with Mike Renner, former NFL defensive lineman Kyle Long. It's a lot going on with this Washington Commanders football team. We'll put them on pause for a second and take a spin around the rest of the National Football League. Your number one takeaway, I guess, from week number four here.
My number one takeaway from week four is that the Ravens might be in a little bit of trouble.
A little bit.
The Ravens might be in a lot of trouble. Actually, and it's not just because everybody's getting hurt. When it rains, it pours. When it starts with that, you know, Nnamdi Madubuike just announced today out for the season. Lamar Jackson, hamstring injury, might not be able to go against Houston. Roquan Smith, grade 2 hamstring injury, going to be out for a few weeks. Kyle Van Noy didn't play. Marlon Humphrey went out of this game. Nate Wiggins got carted off. You're just losing so many bodies everywhere. But the schematic issues that they have, you can't be a defense as talented as they are and continue to bust coverages.
Yeah.
So that's where the issues come up. And then offensively, I just think it's been a little volatile. I think their volatility on offense, they get a lot of big plays because of Lamar Jackson.
Right.
But they have struggled a lot in the red zone, in the low red zone. So I'm curious what the solution to that is. Maybe that's getting Patrick Ricard back healthy, who's going to really help there. Maybe it's getting Isaiah Likely back healthy, who's a red zone target. So I'm curious on what their plan is, because now they've fallen behind not only in the division, but when we're talking about the Ravens, we're talking about Super Bowl contenders.
Right.
And you're now behind Buffalo and Kansas City with 2 losses to each of them. You're going to have to go through one of those places to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, totally agree with you. And in their division, I mean, Pittsburgh, it's not sexy, it's not pretty what they're doing, but they're finding ways to win football games, improving to 3-1 after their win across the pond yesterday. Before we let you go, I gotta get some love to you fellas, man. I know you were rain dancing all over the place yesterday. You're Jacksonville Jaguars, my friend. Getting it done. A little spicy postgame for Mr. Liam Cohen. They're running the football. Is Jacksonville legit?
I have done what I call emotionally hedging against this team being good.
That's crazy.
For so long.
Yeah.
But I think I'm ready to say the Jaguars might be good. Mm. They might be a good football team. And the biggest reason is because they have found a lot of different ways to win. They have won when the offense is clicking. They've won when the offense just didn't have it at all and the defense is creating turnovers. They have forced 13 turnovers this season, which is the most in the NFL. They forced 9 all of last season.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the free agency choices that they made, Jordan Lewis, play incredible. Dennis Gardeck was a July signing who has played really well for them. Patrick McCarry is helping out on the offensive line. All the free agent signings and all the coaching additions have helped build this team up to where they are. And I'd even add, they haven't even reached their pinnacle or their peak offensively. They can't get a drive done without a holding penalty or an illegal motion. So there's still room to grow for this team, but the fact that they are 3-1, tied for leading the AFC South, I believe this is the first time they're 3-1 since 2018, it feels pretty good.
It should feel very good, man. I am super-duper excited for you. I think they've looked good. They seem like a real NFL outfit to this point. The big question is going to be when the competition stiffens up, and I guess that was supposed to be the last 2 weeks. Your stretch here over the next three are going to tell a lot. Home for Kansas City in primetime, home for Seattle, and then home for the L.A. Rams. So good luck to the Jacksonville Jaguars moving forward. JP, we appreciate you as always, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That is JP Acosta, one of the absolute best, talking all things National Football League. We'll take a quick. That is going to do it here for this Friday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped into the youngest in Charles at Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. Back with you Sunday, live from Otter Brewing in Sterling. Get you ready for Commanders and Chargers with the Burgundy and Gold pregame show right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.